our hearts.
今天早上我要跟大家来分享，就是在我们的心里面来敬拜主。
And so let's open the Bible to Acts.
所以让我们先把圣经打开到《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 13, verse 22.
使徒行传的第十三章二十二节。
And it says, when he, which is God, had removed him, which is Saul, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
在这里讲到，是讲到神废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
The Gospel according to John chapter 4 verses 23 and 24.
然后我们来看约翰福音的第四章二十三二十四节。
And it says, But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
And finally, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19.
那最后一处是在以弗所书的第五章第十九节。
And it says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
在这里说，当用诗章、颂词和灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Let's look to the Lord.
让我们来仰望主。
Lord, we are thankful for this time that we have.
主啊，我们为着现在的时间要来感谢你。
And we open our hearts exclusively to you.
我们的心单单向你来敞开。
That we may listen to you and hear your voice.
所以我们可以听见你。
Help us to have hearts that obey you.
而且帮助我们，给我们一个可以顺从的心。
Hearts that respond unto you.
一个心可以向你回应。
For you alone are worthy.
因为唯有你是配得。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we see from the first passage, David was called the man after God's own heart.
所以在第一处的章节我们看到大卫是合神心意的人。
At the anointing of David, God told Samuel, the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
所以当神借着撒母耳来膏大卫的时候跟撒母耳说，耶和华不像人看人，人看外貌，但耶和华是看内心。
In David's heart, there was something that motivated him.
所以在大卫的里面有一件事情来推动他。
And he wanted to please God.
在他心里面他要让神得喜悦。
Even as a young shepherd boy, we remember in Psalm 23, he said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
就算作为一个牧童在诗篇二十三篇我们可以看到他写到我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So he knew in God's heart, God wanted a dwelling place.
所以在他的心里面他也知道神在寻找一个居所。
So after he became king, he conquered Jerusalem.
所以当他成为王之后他就来征服耶路撒冷。
And at that time, all Israel was worshipping at the tabernacle without the ark.
在那个时候以色列人是在帐幕里面来敬拜但却没有约柜。
And so David sought after the forgotten ark and brought it to Jerusalem.
所以大卫就寻找那个失落的约柜而且把他带进耶路撒冷。
And then he set his heart to build the dwelling place for God.
然后他心里面而且定义要为神来建造这个居所。
And even in Psalm 132, he called that his affliction.
所以在诗篇132篇他称他所经历的这些称为一切的苦难。
But when Nathan the prophet told him he would not be the one to build the house of God,
当先知拿单跟他说你不能是那个建圣殿的人的时候。
But his son will be the one who built it.
你的儿子会是建殿的人。
David set his heart to prepare the materials for the house of God.
那大卫就存心要来为圣殿预备材料。
What was it about David's heart?
那大卫的心到底是怎样的呢？
How did he have such passion for what's on God's heart?
他为什么对神心意里的事情这么的有激情呢？
It's because David is a worshipper of God.
因为大卫是一个敬拜神的人。
And today we use this term worshipper so loosely we may think of only the outward form.
今天我们使用敬拜者这个词非常的随便，而且经常提到的时候都只是外面的形式。
And we say, yes, David is a sweet psalmist of Israel.
我们可以说大卫他是以色列的那个美歌者。
He was such a talented and skillful harpist.
他是一个非常有技巧非常熟练的弹琴的人。
So surely, yes, he's the example of someone who is worshiping God.
没错，他是那个敬拜神的人的一个榜样。
But we remember, God does not look at the outward, but at the heart.
但记得神他不是看外貌，他是看人的内心。
So there is something about the heart of David.
所以在神在大卫的心里面有一些事是特别的。
And so this word for worship in Hebrew is called shaka.
在希伯来文里面这个敬拜这个词是 shaka.
And it means to bow down.
它的意思呢就是俯伏。
And the first time this word shaka appear in the scriptures is in Genesis chapter 22.
这个敬拜这个 shaka 这个词在圣经里面第一次出现是在创世纪的22章。
And God told Abraham to offer Isaac.
因为那个时候神指示亚伯拉罕要献上以撒。
And so Abraham went out and he on a 3-day journey to Mount Moriah.
然后呢亚伯拉罕就走这个三天的路程到摩利亚山。
And he saw the place afar and he told his two servants, stay here with the donkey. I and the lad will go over there and we will worship and return to you.
所以当看见那座山的时候亚伯拉罕就对他的仆人说你们和驴在此等候我与童子往那里去拜一拜就回到你们这里来。
This is the first time worship appeared in the Bible.
这个是敬拜这个词第一次在圣经出现。
And so to bow down, to worship, means you are worshiping the one who is worthy.
所以俯伏跟敬拜讲的就是你在敬拜那一位配得的人。
And in the old English, worship is really worship.
在那个英文的古文里面这个敬拜其实就是得敬拜者。
To bow down means you give your all to the Lord.
而且这个俯伏呢就是说我们把我们的一切来献给他。
This is why Abraham offered Isaac his, the promised child because God alone is worthy.
当亚伯拉罕献上以撒这个是应许之子的时候就是证明只有神唯有神是配得敬拜的。
And so in David's heart, he worshiped God.
所以在大卫的心里他就是敬拜神的人。
He bowed down before God.
他在神面前俯伏。
And out of love, he searched for what is on God's heart.
而且出于这个爱他在那里来寻找神所寻找的。
And this is why he is a man after God's heart.
这就是为什么他是那个合神心意的人。
And so we want to first look at this matter of what is the heart.
那我们就先来看关于心这件事。
Because we know it is more than the physical beating heart that is part of your circulatory system.
我们也知道讲到心它不只是物质上这个跳动的是整个血液循环系统的中心。
And so in the Bible, there are over 900 verses talking about the heart.
在圣经里面有超过900处提到心。
And we don't have time to go through all 900 verses.
我们是不可能花时间来看这九百处。
But I encourage you to read it, to meditate, and ask the Lord to show you what He means by the heart.
但我鼓励大家去读、去默想，看看在神的心里，这个心指的是什么。
In Genesis 6:5, it mentioned that before the flood, the condition of the man's heart was every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually.
在创世纪第六章第五节那里讲到大洪水来到之前那个光景就是人在地上罪恶很大而且终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And so also the Bible talks about a hardened heart, such as Pharaoh's heart, who will not let the people of God go to worship God.
圣经里面也提到那个刚硬的心就像法老一样不允许以色列人出去敬拜神。
And we also see emotions in the heart.
我们也在心里面看到情感。
The king of Persia perceived Nehemiah had sorrow of his heart.
那波斯王就看到在尼希米的心里面有愁烦。
And Aaron was glad in his heart when he saw his brother Moses.
而且当亚伦看到他的弟弟摩西的时候心里面就欢喜。
So we can say the heart is the core of the person's being.
那我们可以这么说心呢就是一个人他里面最核心的那一部分。
It shows who the person really is.
他显示出来这个人到底是怎样的一个人。
In Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life."
在箴言的4:23那里面也讲，要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效都是从心发出的。
If we don't guard our hearts, out of it comes death.
如果我们不来保守我们的心，从里面发出来的就是死亡。
But if we guard our hearts, out of it comes that spring of life.
但如果我们能够保守这个心的话，那从里面所涌出的就是活水的江河。
But no matter how hard we try, we are unable to guard our hearts.
但其实不管我们怎么努力，我们自己是不可能来保守自己的心。
Just like Solomon, he wrote this proverb. We know at the end of his life, his heart was divided because of his wives and concubines.
而且我们知道，就算所罗门写了箴言的所罗门，在他晚年的时候，也因着他的这些妃嫔，他转向顺从他们所拜的那些别神。
So we can say, with the fall of man, the heart of man became deceitful, evil, wicked, and dull towards God.
而且我们也看到，人堕落之后，我们的心就变成了诡诈、邪恶，变成了败坏，变成黑暗。
The heart became prideful and boastful.
而且我们的心充满了就是那些骄傲跟自大。
As Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
而且在耶利米书17:9那里面讲到，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到了极处。
But on the day we are saved, thank the Lord, something happened within us.
但是感谢神，当那一天我们得救的时候，在我们里面就发生了一些事。
And even 2 weeks ago at the baptism, we sensed that new life within our brothers and sisters.
就算在2周前那个受浸的聚会，我们也看到在这些弟兄姐妹的里面有一个新的生命。
And so this is why Ezekiel 36:26-27 says,I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
在以西结书36:26-27那里面这么说，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我要将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
And so on the day we are saved, our conscience is cleansed from all sins.
所以当我们得救那一天开始，我们的心就从这些罪恶里面，良心得洁净了。
We are made right before God.
在神面前我们成了对的人。
Our spirits were formerly dead, but now, we are given a new spirit to commune with him.
原来我们的灵是死的，但现在却赐给我们一个心灵，可以与神来交通。
And in that new spirit, we can receive revelation from Him and have a good conscience before Him.
在这个心灵，我们可以接受从神来的指示，也可以在他面前有一个清洁的良心。
And so He has put His Holy Spirit in us to dwell in our new spirit.
而且他把圣灵赐给我们，居住在我们这个心灵里。
And it is now by that life of Christ in us that we live.
今天我们是凭着这个新的基督的生命而生活。
So our heart is the gateway, the bridge, the connection for the Holy Spirit to work in our souls.
所以我们的心就是一个桥梁，就是一个打开的窗户，为着神可以住在我们的魂中。
So that the Holy Spirit can work in such a way that we experience the salvation of our souls.
而且圣灵可以在我们里面做工，让我们的魂得救。
And so he works at the core of our being.
所以这是在我们这个人的核心里面来做工。
And he starts saving us from the old way we think, feel, decide.
他也从我们那个原来旧有的那些思想、感情、意志里面得解救。
And brings us into his way of thinking, feeling, and deciding in that newness of life.
那带我们进入到他那个新的生命的里面，就是那样的思想、感情和意志。
And so the Holy Spirit is changing our hearts so that out of the core of our being comes worship, praise, adoration, thanksgiving, and love to our Lord.
所以在我们这个新人的里面，可以出来向着神的那些颂赞、感谢、赞美。
And so in John chapter 4, we see more of this.
所以在约翰福音第四章我们看到更多。
And because the Jews and the Samaritans disagree where they should worship God.
因为那个时候撒玛利亚人跟犹大人他们对于在哪里敬拜意见是不一致的。
The Jews say, you must worship God in Jerusalem. The Samaritans say, you must worship God on Mount Gerizim.
因为犹太人说要在耶路撒冷来敬拜神，但是撒玛利亚人呢却说是在基利心山上。
But Jesus said to a Samaritan woman, the hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
所以神向着这个撒玛利亚的妇人讲了这一段话，就说时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So the hour has now come.
所以这个时候已经到了。
So this means we are no longer to worship God according to the old covenant because Christ has come.
或者说我们不再照着那个旧的约的样式来敬拜神，因为主耶稣已经来到了。
Because the old covenant is but a foreshadow of things to come.
因为这个旧约只不过是新样的那个预表，那个影儿而已。
What do we see in the old covenant?
那我们在旧约里面看到是什么呢？
We see location and time.
我们看到有地点，有时间。
The Jews went to Jerusalem 3 times a year to worship God.
那以色列人他们一年三次到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
We see the Levites and priests who serve God.
我们看到利未人祭司在那里来侍奉神。
We see the high priest who enters the Holy of Holies once a year.
我们也看到大祭司一年一次进到至圣所里面。
And we see beautiful ways of worshiping God. Just read Psalm 150.
我们也看到许多奇妙的敬拜神的那些各样的事情，比如在诗篇的第150篇。
We see musicians who can play trumpet, harp, lyre, timbrels, strings, pipes, and cymbals.
我们看到那些在音乐里面敬拜的人，他们用角、用琴、用瑟、用鼓、用丝弦的乐器、用箫、用拔来赞美神。
And we also have the choir.
而且我们还有诗班。
But all of these are just a mere type of the hour that has come.
但是这些仅仅是那个时候要到的那个预表。
Our Lord Jesus said we are to worship in spirit.
我们的主耶稣基督跟我们讲要在心灵里面来敬拜。
As even our brother reminded us just now, instead of set festival, set places, set time, we can worship God anywhere and anytime.
刚才弟兄也提醒我们，现在不需要是在固定的节期、固定的地点来敬拜，是随时随地的。
Look at Paul and Silas in the Philippian prison. They were praying and singing hymns to God, even at midnight.
我们看到保罗、希拉当时在这个腓立比的这个监牢里面，他们是在夜间，他们还是在那里感谢赞美。
The Apostle John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day on the island of Patmos.
还有就是使徒约翰他在拔摩的海岛上面。
Brother Lawrence, who wrote The Practice of the Presence of God, worshiped God even when he was cooking in the monastery.
那我们的弟兄劳伦斯他也写有这本书与神同在，就算是在修道院里面，他在厨房里面作为厨师忙碌的时候也可以与神在一起。
Worshiping God in spirit means anywhere, anytime. We can worship Him at home, work, school, in the car because we worship in the spirit.
或者说我们敬拜神在心里面是随时随地的，不管是在家里、在学校、在工作，甚至在车里。
So it's no longer we just worship God on Friday nights or Sunday mornings. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, we worship God in our spirit.
所以不光是在周五或者周日的聚会，不管在哪里，随时随地，我们都可以在心里来敬拜神。
And also worshiping is not only about a few.
而且这个敬拜不光只是少数人而已。
We are blessed to even this time before the table this morning to worship Him, to have that open time before the Lord.
今天早上我们是何等的有福有一段时间是开放的，在这个饼杯面前来敬拜神。
Because we are all called to be priests to serve our God.
我们都被呼召成为祭司来侍奉神。
And then also in worshiping the Lord is no longer about a set form or pattern.
而且敬拜神不是那个固定的形式或者以前的一些传统。
So for example, we may look at Psalm 150 and we look at that list of instruments and we say, we're going to have a Psalm 150 pattern.
那也许我们有的人看到这个诗篇150篇就照着这个来成为一个形式。
And then that's what you see in today's Christianity. There are gatherings with separate times of contemporary or traditional times of worship.
那今天在基督教的世界里面经常也看到这样，因为他们分开，有的时候是这个现代敬拜的时间，有的时候是传统敬拜的时间。
Some argue they like choir, others like the band.
有的人是喜欢乐队，有的人喜欢诗班。
Some like guitars, others like piano or even pipe organs.
有的人喜欢用吉他，有的人喜欢用这个钢琴，甚至有的人喜欢用这个吹奏的。
But that really means we only like certain outward forms of worship.
但如果这样的话，那证明我们只喜爱某一个形式的外面的敬拜。
So worship is not about the outward, but about the heart.
但敬拜不在乎外面的形式，是在乎我们的心。
I remember reading the story behind the heart of worship.
我记得读一个关于这首诗歌，就是敬拜的心的诗歌背后的故事。
And why did the songwriter write this song?
为什么这个作者写了这么样一首诗歌呢?
Because he experienced this. Because the pastor at his gathering decided, let's remove all the sound system. Let's remove the band for the season.
因为有一次在他所聚会的地方，那个牧师突然做了个决定，就是把所有的音响都拿去，把所有的这些音乐的安排都取消。
Because they have all become consumers. It's been all about the band. It's been all about the sound.
因为他们都是被那个乐队啊，被那个声音所占据了。
So the pastor unplugged everything.
所以这个牧师就决定把所有的这些都断掉。
At the beginning, it was all silent.
在开始的时候就是安静。
So, but then the gathering broke out in singing a cappella and praying.
然后突然之间这个会众就开始用人声和声来唱这个赞美的诗歌来敬拜。
So that's why he said, worship is all about you, Jesus.
所以这个诗歌的作者他说，这个敬拜只在乎你，耶稣。
One other remark on worshiping in spirit, this means it's not about emotions.
另外一个关乎在心里面敬拜的特点，就是不在乎我们的情感。
It does not originate from our emotions.
不是从我们的情绪出来的。
Because in today's language, we talk a lot about vibes.
今天我们经常 talk about,
like emotional state.
就是我们情感里面的某一种状态。
So for example, we think that maybe in the time of worship, we should always feel uplifted.
或者我们觉得在敬拜的时候，我们的心一定是要被提升的。
There must be electricity in the air because God is here.
空中一定要有那种能量，因为神跟我们在一起嘛。
But if we rely solely on emotion,
但是如果我们单单的来依靠情感的话
，What happens when that same emotion is not there when we are worshiping God？
如果我们在某一个时候敬拜的时候，这情感不在，那我们怎么办呢
？Because our emotions deceive us，
因为我们的情感欺骗我们。
And this is why we must worship the Lord in spirit。
所以这就是为什么我们要在心灵里面来敬拜神。
And Jesus also said we worship the Lord in truth。
而且耶稣他说要在诚实里面来敬拜。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no way to the Father except through me.
因为耶稣曾经讲过，我就是道路、真理、生命，除了借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And this is the truth we stand on. Jesus has opened the way to the Father.
那我们所能够稳固站立的这个真理就是耶稣可以让我们到父那里去。
We no longer have to wait once a year for the high priest to enter in.
我们不需要再等候大祭司一年一次进到至圣所那个时候。
Because we see the cross.
因为我们已经可以看到十字架。
The veil is torn.
这个幔子已经裂开了。
And that also means to worship God, we are to maintain a clear conscience before Him.
而且这里面也讲到，当我们敬拜神的时候，要有一个清洁的良心。
So we may enter in, with a clear conscience.
我们可以借着这个清洁的良心进入。
And so now we want to share on some practical helps on how we can worship the Lord from our hearts.
那我们现在要讲一些在具体的里面对我们有帮助的，怎样在心里面来敬拜神。
In Ephesians 5:19, it says, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord."
在以弗所书第五章19节那里面，已经讲到，我们要借着诗章、颂词和灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
And so our hearts are the instruments of God.
或者说我们的心就是神的乐器。
And we know in playing instruments, tuning is absolutely vital.
而且我们也知道在音乐里面那个调音是非常重要的。
The piano must be tuned once a year.
这个钢琴一般来讲一年一定要调一次音。
Other instruments are tuned daily because of the weather and humidity.
有的乐器呢每天都要调，因为这些天气啊潮湿啊。
And so in a symphonic orchestral setting, the concertmaster at the beginning asked for concert A at 440 Hz.
嗯，在这个交响乐团的这个设置的里面呢，第一小提琴它在开始的时候会这样说，让那个一个乐器呢奏出这个 A 这个音阶是400 Hz 的。
And all instruments tuned to the A.
而且所有的这个都跟着这个双簧管调到这个 A 调。
Otherwise you have a cacophony and not harmony.
不然的话我们就没有这个真正的协调。
And so our hearts are to be tuned by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的心也需要被圣灵来调音。
In the hymn Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, it says, Tune my heart to sing your praise.
有一首诗歌叫万福泉源，这里面讲到就是说调我的心来赞美你。
And so the Holy Spirit divinely orchestrates our lives and stretches our heartstrings.
所以是圣灵在那里安排我们的生活，而且在我们的心弦里面来调音。
So out of our hearts comes love songs to the Lord.
所以从我们心里才能够有这个爱的诗歌献给他。
And so we are thankful too that the Lord has provided for us psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
而且我们要感谢神，因为他已经为我们提供了诗章、颂词和灵歌。
And in the Bible, we have the Psalms.
在圣经里面，我们有这些诗篇。
David wrote many of the Psalms.
而且大卫写了其中的许多诗篇。
So Charles Spurgeon, he said.
所以斯布珍弟兄曾经这么讲。
This is probably the reason that David's Psalms are sought universally, the delight of experienced Christians.
他说也许是这样一个原因让大卫的诗篇普遍的被那些有经历的基督徒所喜爱。
Whatever our frame of mind, David has described our emotions.
不管我们在人生的哪个阶段，大卫都已经把我们的情绪写出来了。
And he was an able master of the human heart.
他是一个我们人心那个可以看见人心的大师。
And so we see in the Psalms when David turned to the Lord, worship came from the heart.
而且我们也看到诗篇里面大卫的心被调过之后来敬拜神。
And not only do we have the Psalms, but we have hymns as well.
不光有诗篇，而且我们有这些诗歌。
And these are gold refined by fire because these brothers and sisters went through various trials and circumstances.
而且这些诗歌都是被火炼过的金子，这些写诗歌的弟兄姐妹们他们经历了许多人生的那些上上下下。
And these hymns have stand the test of time.
这些诗歌是经历时间考验的。
And finally there are spiritual songs.
而且最后还有灵歌。
And these are shorter and speak of the spontaneous response to the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit.
这些可能是比较简短的，是讲到圣灵那个马上的及时的那个带领。
And so one other practical thing, we are to give thanks to the Lord for everything.
而且还有一个我们可以来操练的，就是在凡事上来谢恩。
I remember recently, my family contracted COVID.
我就记得最近的时候我们家人得了这个新冠病毒。
And in the beginning, it's very easy to complain. Why did this happen to us?
在开始的时候要抱怨是很容易的，就说为什么我们会得了这个病呢？
What timing is this? Why is this going on?
而且为什么现在来得呢？为什么在现在在我们家会得这个新冠呢？
But one brother sent me a text and say, it's always good time to worship Jesus, great time to praise the Lord.
然后有一个弟兄就给我写了一个短信，就说什么时候每时每刻都总是敬拜耶稣的好时候，也是赞美神的好时候。
And one more practical note, worshiping the Lord all the time prepares us even for our corporate time.
而且还有一个实际上的操练，帮助我们从心里面来敬拜，就是我们个人的敬拜，来预备我们在团体里面一起敬拜。
And so to conclude, we have fellowship and meditate together what it means to worship God from our hearts.
所以在我们总结的时候，我们已经看到了什么是在我们心里面来敬拜神。
The heart is the core of the person.
我们看到心是一个人的核心。
And before we were saved, our hearts were evil and wicked.
在我们得救之前，我们的心是诡诈邪恶的。
But thank the Lord, after we are saved, we were given that new heart and new spirit.
但是感谢神，得救之后，我们已经得了一个新心，新心里面有一颗，有一个心灵。
Our conscience is washed by the blood of the Lamb.
而且我们的良心已经被羔羊的宝血洗洁净了。
And our heart became that bridge and gateway for the Holy Spirit to work in our lives.
而且我们的心成为那个，圣灵可以在我们生命里面做工的桥梁和窗户。
And it is out of that we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
而且在这个之外，我们刚才提到，要在心灵和诚实里面来敬拜神。
It is not based on location, time, emotion, outward form.
也不在乎时间、地点、外面的形式或者我们的情感。
But we are to worship God from our hearts.
我们要从心里面来敬拜神。
And as our hearts are to be tuned by the Holy Spirit,
当我们的心可以被圣灵来调音的时候
，out of it comes songs and melodies to the Lord.
里面就会出来这样，为着神的曲调。
And so just one final thought.
那最后一个思想。
Why is this important?
为什么这件事重要呢？
Why today we fellowship on this?
为什么今天要跟大家来交通这件事呢？
Because as brothers have been reminding us, the Lord is coming back.
就像弟兄刚才也有提醒，就是主他就要快来。
So we read in Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 through 3.
那我们也可以来读在启示录的十四章第一到第三节。
And I saw and behold the Lamb standing upon Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of the Father written upon their foreheads. And I heard a voice out of heaven, as a voice of many waters, voice of great thunder. And the voice which I heard was of harp singers harping with their harps. And they sing a new song before the throne.
我又看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。我听见，从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的，好像弹琴的和所弹的琴音，他们在宝座前。
And they sang a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song save the 144,000 who was brought from the earth.
他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老面前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那144,000人之外，没有人能学这歌。
And 144,000 is a complete number.
144,000是一个完美的数字。
And it represents the overcomers through the ages.
它代表的是历世历代以来那些得胜者。
And the voice was of harp singers harping with their harps.
而且这个声音呢，是那些弹琴的人他们的琴音，用心里面所弹出的。
And so our elderly brother mentioned, in playing a trumpet or playing other instruments, you may just play it, but the harp is played with your heart.
有一个年长的弟兄他曾经讲过，很多的乐器像吹奏的，你只是去吹奏而已，但是呢这个琴却你就要用心才能去弹。
And so this is what the Lord is after, that experience, that harp that comes from the heart.
所以这就是我们需要来经历的，就是从心里面出来的琴音。
The new song that arises from our hearts.
就是从我们心里面涌出的这首新歌。
And this makes us ready for the Lord's return.
这个可以预备我们为着主的再来。
To the glory of God.
也为着神他的荣耀。
And that's it. We will.
这就是我要跟大家所要交通的。
We'll turn over to Brother Caleb.
下面的时间就交给 Caleb 弟兄。
We thank the Lord for He is the one who sits upon the throne.
我们感谢神，因为他是坐在宝座上那一位。
We thank the Lord that God has given us His Spirit that we may worship Him this morning.
也感谢神，因为他把圣灵赐给我们，让我们可以来敬拜他。
We thank the Lord for giving His Son Jesus Christ that we may worship Him in truth.
那也感谢神，为着他的儿子，我们今天可以在诚实里面来敬拜。
And we thank the Lord for gathering us together this morning that we may hear His words.
也感谢主今天召聚我们，让我们可以听到他的话语。
And over the past few weeks, we've heard wonderful messages regarding looking to the Lord.
那过去几周，我们听到许多美好的信息，是讲到我们如何仰望他。
A few weeks ago, we heard from our brother Ray to seek the Lord first.
那前几周我们听到 这个瑞弟兄他讲到怎么样来寻求神。
Last week we heard about following the cloud and hearing, following the sound of the trumpet.
那上一周我们也听到弟兄跟我们分享，要听着这个号角的声音来跟随他。
And this morning we heard about worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth.
今天早上我们也听到在心里面是用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
All of these wonderful messages.
所有这些奇妙的话语。
Well, my question to us this morning is, why can't we do these things?
那今天我们要面对的问题就是说，为什么我们做不到呢？
Why is it so difficult for us to seek the Lord first?
为什么这么难来先求他的国呢？
We all know this, but there's so much resistance to coming to the Lord first.
我们都知道这些，但是有许多的那些阻碍让我们可以到神的面前。
We are taught and we have learned throughout all of our years to follow the leading of the Spirit.
我们在许多年都受教是要来跟随圣灵的带领。
But why are we so resistant to trusting in His leading?
但我们却为什么这么抗拒来顺从他的带领呢？
We have learned that we were created to worship our Lord Most High.
我们也学习到，就是在随时随地我们被造是为了要赞美他。
But why do we worship this world and its expectations?
但为什么我们却来敬拜这个世界和世界上的事呢？
And as we've talked often, it's often the matter of our heart.
那我们也经常交通到，这是关乎于我们的心。
So this morning, I'd like to bring our attention to a Psalms chapter 86.
所以今天早上我愿意跟大家一起把注意转到这个诗篇的第86篇。
It's a very simple verse in verse 11.
在11节，这是非常简单的一处章节。
And it says, Teach me your way, O Lord.
那里讲到耶和华啊，求你将你的道指教我。
I will walk in your truth.
我要照你的真理行。
Unite my heart.To fear your name.
求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Psalms 86 is a psalm of need.
这个诗篇86篇是一个在需要里面写出的诗歌。
In the first half of this psalm, we hear about David, pouring out his need unto the Lord.
在这个诗篇的前一半我们看到大卫他是倾心的把自己的需要向神讲出。
But it's, what's so wonderful is that most Psalms is often like a prayer.
那很奇妙的就是许多的诗篇就像一个祷告。
When we present our request before God,
当在神面前把我们所求的告诉他
God answers us.
神他会答应我们。
He speaks to us.
他对我们来说话。
And in our prayer, He pivots us.
在他的这个在我们的祷告里面他在那里怜悯我们。
We see in the right in the middle of this psalm, he pivots the psalmist.
我们可以看到就是在这个86篇的中间神他在那里来怜悯这个向他来求的人。
In the first half, again, he's pouring out his need unto the Lord.
那我们再说一次，就是在这个诗篇的起始，是这个作者向神把自己所求的倾倒出来。
And midway through his prayer, God answers him.
就在他这个祷告的中间，神已经答应了他。
And he comes to a realization.
然后他就意识到
，Teach me your way, O Lord.
就是求你将你的道指教我。
I don't know how to deal with all these things.
因为我不知道怎么样来面对所有这些事。
But I know you have a reason for allowing these things in my life.
但我知道你有你的原因允许这些事在我生命里面发生。
So before I complain anymore, I ask you humbly, teach me your way, O Lord.
所以在我继续的抱怨之前，我谦卑地向你求，将你的道指教我。
You know, when I was thinking about that phrase, teach me your way, O Lord, I thought about teachers.
当我在思想这句话求你将你的道指教我的时候就想到老师。
If you ask any teacher here, those are probably the most golden words a student can ask a teacher.
如果你问在座的这些老师会说如果一个学生他这么讲的话那真的是比金子还宝贵。
Oh, that is a great student right there.
然后老师就可以指着说这是一个好学生。
You know, it doesn't matter how many hours, how many weeks, how many months you prepare for a lesson.
不管这个老师花了多少的年日来准备他所要教的课程。
If that student is not ready to learn, all of that lesson would be a waste.
但是如果这个学生不愿意学，所有的准备都没有用处。
Can we not consider the love of Christ and how he allows certain circumstances in our lives?
我们怎么能来不思想神的爱呢？怎么能来不知道神允许我们身上所发生的每一件事呢？
How he arranged all the things in this world to bring us to that one circumstance in which we're facing.
他已经安排了一切在那个时候在我们的生活里面发生了某一件事。
He prepared this precious lesson before you.
他是在我们面前预备了这么宝贵的一堂课。
And our response is often that of complaint.
但是我们呢却总是在这个时候没有学习，反而是抱怨。
Why, oh God?
为什么这样啊，神
？Why do you allow my work to be so difficult?
为什么你让我的工作这么困难
？Why do you allow my children to be so disobedient?
为什么让我们的孩子让我的孩子这么不听话
？Why do you allow me to attend a church that worships this way?
为什么你让我到了一个教会是这么来敬拜的呢
？Why am I going through this health issue?
为什么我现在身体有这个健康的问题
？You know the list goes on and on. Our response is always that of a why, God.
你知道我们这个单子会越来越长。每一次我们都说为什么向神来问。
But if there's anything we can learn from this verse, is there a way we can change that question to, you know what, God? You know, teach me your way, O Lord.
所以希望我们读这个诗篇的时候可以来学习就是在这样的情形里面把我们向神的这样一个提问转成这样一个请求就是求你将你的道指教我
I don't understand the situation but I want to learn from you
我不知道为什么现在境况是这样但是我愿意从你来学
I don't know how to seek you first but I want to learn from you
我不知道怎么样来先求你的国但是我愿意学
I don't know how to trust the leading of the Spirit within me, but I want to learn from you.
我不知道在里面怎么样来顺从圣灵的带领，但是我愿意学。
I don't know how to worship you, but I want to learn from you.
我不知道怎样敬拜，但是我愿意学。
So teach me your way, O Lord.
所以耶和华啊，求你将你的道指教我。
And we thank the Lord that it is His way.
我们感谢主，因为这是神的道。
This is not an algorithm that we follow.
不是一个我们跟从的算法。
This is not something that we can read in a manual.
不是我们读一个说明书。
And often in these circumstances, he teaches us something from his perspective.
就在这样的境遇里面，他是从他的角度来教导我们。
He brings us to a greater realization of who he is in our lives.
他就带我们到一个对他是谁更深的认识里面，借着生命上发生的事。
He reveals his dear heart to his children.
而且他把他那个心意向着他所爱的儿女打开。
That we may learn his way.
所以我们可以学习他的道。
And we see, I will walk in your truth.
而且这里面也讲到，我要照你的真理行。
We've been blessed in this body to have learned so many spiritual truths.
我们真的是被祝福，在这个神的身体里面，我们学到了许多许多的功课。
We've heard many wonderful messages.
我们听了很多美好的道。
You've been taught great spiritual lessons in our Bible studies.
而且在查经的时候，我们也学习了很多神的话语。
Conferences, so many conferences we've heard.
而且很多的特会，我们也在特会里面听到很多。
And you know what? Often we think it's a great message and we go home.
那你知道吗？很多时候我们说，哎，今天的信息真的很好，然后我们就回家了。
You know, but when we encounter a situation, and immediately we forget those messages.
然后当我们遇到一件事情发生的时候，马上就忘掉了所听到的。
We overlook the truths that God has given us.
或者说我们忽视了。轻视了神所给我们的这个真理。
We all know the story of Abraham.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕的故事吧。
And our brother alluded to that great act of faith as he brought Isaac to be sacrificed.
那弟兄刚才已经提到亚伯拉罕在信心里面那个最大的作为就是献上以撒。
After 100 years, God finally fulfilled his promise to Abraham by giving him a son.
哦，在百年之后，神终于那个成就了他的应许，让亚伯拉罕生了个儿子，应许之子。
And Abraham walked with God all of these hundred years.
而且在这一百年中，其实亚伯拉罕一直在与神同行。
But over these 100 years, he learned a very important lesson.
而且在这一百年中，他学了一个重要的功课。
His faith was not in the fulfillment of that worldly promise.
因为他知道他的信心不能放在属世的那些盼望里。
But his faith laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的信要放在主耶稣基督的身上。
He looked and he trusted in the Lord.
他仰望了，而且他也信靠了他的主。
You know, during that time, at Abraham's time, there was the concept of resurrection did not exist.
知道吗？在亚伯拉罕的时候，死里复活这个概念都不存在的。
You know, now we look back, we've seen so many examples of resurrection, right? Of people coming back from dead to life.
但对我们来讲，我们甚至已经读到了很多，就是有人从死里复活。
But at Abraham's time, that had never existed before.
但是在亚伯拉罕的那个时代，这件事从来没有发生过。
Yet we see in Hebrews 11 that he knew that even if Isaac was put to death, that God would raise him to life.
但是我们在希伯来书里面看到，亚伯拉罕他心里面，他是觉得，他以为是神能够叫人从死里复活。
This meant walking in faith, walking in his truth.
这个里面提到的就是在这个真实的里面，在这个诚实的里面，在信心里面与主同行。
When we encounter that difficulty in our lives,
当我们在生命里面经历困难的时候，
can we walk in faith?
我们可不可以凭着信来行走呢？
Do our eyes look to the Lord Jesus and fix upon him?
我们是不是眼目来转向主耶稣，来仰望他呢？
Do we see beyond the outward and say, God, I don't understand, but I will walk in your truth?
有没有看穿这些外面的表面的事物，而说主啊，我相信你，你要带我经历。
I will trust you wherever you lead me.
不管你怎么样来带领，我都愿意来跟随。
And again, it's not just walking, but it's in His truth.
所以不光是行走，而且是在真理里面行走。
Praise the Lord, and the brother brought up also of John 14:16, how Jesus said, He is the way, the truth, and the life.
那感谢主，刚才弟兄也提到，在约翰福音14:16讲到，他就是道路、真理、生命。
No one goes to the Father except through me, who is Christ.
没有人能够到父那里去，除了借着我，就是我主耶稣基督。
If Jesus is the truth, that means we trust in Jesus. We walk in Jesus.
如果耶稣是真理的话，那我们就应该来信靠他，应该与他同行。
And the only way we can do that is if we know him.
那唯一能够这样的办法，就是我们要认识他。
And the only way we know him is if we're willing to learn his ways.
那怎样认识他呢？唯一的一个办法，就是我们愿意来学习他所指教的道。
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行。
May we come to experience him in a more and a full way each day.
愿意我们每天都更加丰富的来认识他，来与他同行。
Excuse me. May we exercise the things that Christ has taught us.
而且我们来操练耶稣所教导我们的。
When the Spirit stirs in our heart to not say certain things, may we hold our tongue and trust in the leading of the Spirit.
当圣灵在我们里面搅动我们的心，跟我们讲，现在你要讲的话不要讲，那我们要学习跟从，学习安静。
When we have to make a very difficult decision in our lives,
当我们在生命里面要做一个极困难的决定的时候，
instead of writing out a pro and con list,
我们不需要去写一个它的好处跟坏处来对比的这样一个单子。
Instead of asking our coworkers or other people,
我们也不需要去问我们的同事，问其他的人。
May we learn to seek him first.
让我们来学习先来寻求他。
May the Lord teach us how to walk in him.
如果他指教我的话，那我就可以来跟随他行走。
Even on Sundays when we come before the table,
就算是周日我们来到饼杯的面前，
we know that purpose of that table is to worship the Lord.
我们知道这个饼杯它的意义是来敬拜神。
Yet we find so many excuses for why we can't open our mouths to worship Him.
但是很多的理由却让我们不能开口来敬拜他。
Oh, that previous prayer was too spiritual.
或者前面那个祷告太属灵了。
There's not enough time. I only have 0.5 seconds to start praying.
没有时间呢，我除非抢着在 0.5 秒之内就开口。
Oh, I didn't read the Bible this morning. I can't pray today.
今早我也没有读经，所以我不能开口。
I was angry with my kids on the way to church. I can't worship him today.
那孩子在来的路上有很多事情，所以我不能开口。
No, it says walk in his truth.
没有的，这里面讲到照他的真理行。
Live with faith.
是凭信而生活。
And the last phrase, unite my heart to fear your name.
最后一句讲到，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
You know, in other versions, that unite is also an undivided heart.
在很多版本里面讲到的，就是那个没有被分开的，就是专一的心。
So often when we open up our web browser to the news page,
有的时候我们打开这个浏览器来看新闻的时候
，there is nothing but division.
那些不能让我们分心。
And often, when I used to read news articles, the first thing I do is I finish the news article and I immediately jump down to the comments section.
很多时候我来读一个新闻的时候，马上就看到下面的那些意见。
Wow, this is a very interesting situation. I wonder what everyone else thinks.
那我心里面就想，这个新闻里面是一个很有意思的事情，我要看看每个人他们心里面怎么想。
It's very rare that someone can agree in the comment section, right?
那在下面的那些议论的里面，没有不可能是有很多人意见完全一致的。
One person is saying it must be this, other person is saying it must be this, and there is that constant fighting.
经常是有一些人这么讲，有一些人那么讲，然后就是那个持续的两边的彼此攻击。
And this is exactly what Satan wants, is to divide.
这个就是撒旦所要的，就是彼此的攻击。
So many things in this world divide.
就是这个分裂，在这个世界上许多的事情让我们分裂。
You know the list of things, from politics to masks to vaccines to even how we pray for Russia.
那大家都知道，比如政治上的还有疫情，甚至怎么样来为俄国这些事祷告。
And we often fall into that trap of standing on one side or the other.
我们经常掉在这个陷阱里面，或者站在这一边，或者站在那一边。
You know, there we are all very familiar with that story of Joshua when he encountered the commander of the Lord's army.
我们也都非常熟悉，就是当时约书亚他怎样遇见耶和华军队的元帅。
Joshua was going to fight the largest battle in his life.
那个时候约书亚要打一场他生命里面从未遇过的最大的一场仗。
And as he came up to Jericho, he encountered the commander of the Lord's army.
那来到耶利哥城之前的时候，他就遇见了耶和华军队的元帅。
And he asked a question that probably all of us would ask.
然后他就问了一句可能我们每个人都要问的一句话。
He asked, are you for us or are you against us?
他就问说：“你站在我这一边吗？还是站在敌人那一边
？”We take a political stance and we ask God, "Are you for this side or are you for that side?"
有的时候我们在政治上选了一边之后，就问神说：“你站在我这一边吗？还是站在对方那一边
？”But do you remember what the commander of Lord's army? What did he answer?
那大家还记得吗？耶和华军队的元帅他怎么回答的呢
？His answer was no.
他的回答是不是的。
Neither side. He didn't say neither side. He said no.
他不是说两边都不是，他就说不是的。
We often forget there is the Lord's side.
我们经常忘记的就是还有一边，就是神那一边。
And the Lord's side does not divide.
神的这一边是不可能被分裂的。
It does not take one side of this world.
而且他也不是这个世界的某一边而已。
It stands upon himself.
他不站在世界的哪一边，他是站在自己的这个磐石上。
And it stands upon his truth.
是站在他自己的真理上。
So brothers and sisters, whenever we encounter something that we feel is dividing our brothers and sisters, we must take a step back.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们每一次碰到让弟兄姐妹分裂的事情，可能马上要做的就是我们先退后一步看一看。
Do not step into the devil's trap.
不要一脚踩进这个魔鬼的陷阱。
Do not fall into his tricky ways.
不要进入到他那个诡诈的里面。
Be united under Christ.
在基督的里面，我们来合一。
Unite my heart to fear your name.
让我专心敬畏你的名。
We are united under the headship of Christ.
我们是在基督为首这件事里面来合一。
We fear not what man may think.
我们不需要来惧怕其他人怎么想。
We fear not the world.
我们也不需要来惧怕这个世界。
Our fear is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的敬畏应该是在主耶稣基督的里面。
When we come before the Lord, we only ought to fear him.
如果我们来到主面前的话，唯一单单要敬畏的应该是他自己。
When we present our request before God,
当我们把自己的请求带到他面前的时候，
we come with a reverent heart fearing his name.
我们带着一个敬畏的心，是为着他的名。
Teach me, O God. Teach me your way, O Lord.
耶和华啊，求你将你的道指教我。
You are who I fear.
你是我所敬畏的。
I want to see this situation in your eyes.
我愿意从你的眼光来看现在这个情形。
I want to allow you to resolve the situation in your way and in your time.
我愿意你照着你的方式，照着你的时间来解决现在这件事。
God, I don't know how to deal with the situation.
主啊，因为我自己不知道怎样来处理。
I don't know how to make a decision.
我也不知道怎么样来做决定。
But I fear your name, so teach me, Lord.
但是我敬畏你的名，所以求你指教我。
Teach me how to walk in your truth.
指教我怎样在你的真理里面行。
God, this may be a very inconvenient time, as we remember from last week's sharing.
在上一周我们也听到弟兄的分享，也许神带领我们起行的时候是我们不方便的时候。
Maybe the trumpet blows in the middle of the night.
也许这个号角是在半夜吹响的。
Oh God, the kids are sleeping. They need their rest.
那我们就说，神啊，这个孩子还在安睡，他们需要这个休息嘛。
I have a big project, a presentation tomorrow. I need to go back to sleep.
明天还有一个大的项目，而且我要在那里来展示，所以那个我需要休息。
You know, recently I've had a lot of problems sleeping.
最近呢，我在睡眠上有很多问题。
I could blame it on stress. I could blame it on, you know, my sleep apnea. I could blame it on many, many things.
我可以把它归结到或者是这个压力太大，或者是其他许多的事。
But finally, one night, as I was meditating upon this verse here,
但是有一天晚上，当我来静默思想这处章节的时候
，I said, God.Teach me your way, O Lord.
然后我就向神说，耶和华，求你将你的道指教我。
Maybe you're waking me up in the middle of the night for a particular reason.
也许你让我晚上睡不着起来的话，是有你特别的一个意愿。
And I waited upon him.
所以我就在那里等候他。
And God placed a burden upon my heart to pray for a saint.
然后神就把这个负担放在我心里，让我为某一件事、某一个人祷告。
The Lord used my physical weakness for His gain.
所以神使用了我身体上的一个软弱，但是为了他的益处。
It wasn't because I was a spiritual person or any good in any way.
不是说我这个人是如何的良善，或者说我是如何的属灵。
But I just had that little bit of faith to say, I trust you, God. Teach me your way.
我只是借着那一点点的信向着神说，求你将你的道指教我。
It is you who I fear.
是你我所敬畏的。
Even if I'm tired the next day before that presentation, you will be my strength.
虽然第二天要在演示的时候我可能会很疲惫，但是你与我同在。
Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name.
耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
I'll just end with a very short story from a brother named George Mueller.
所以在最后我要用这个小故事来结束。这个故事就是乔治米勒弟兄的故事。
You know, we probably all heard of this story before, but I wanted to emphasize just where our brother Mueller was before this instance occurred.
那也许大家都听过这个故事，但我这个故事的开始要把大家带到发生之前的一个时候。
You know, George Mueller, if you guys don't know, was he was a German brother who started off as a very, I would say, a man of a poor character.
那穆勒弟兄他是一个德国人，他的这个生命的开始的时候，我要这么讲，他是一个很坏的人，不很好的人。
He actually swindled and stole money from people in the past.
他甚至曾经去偷别人的钱。
He was very good with numbers.
但是他对这个数目却非常的清楚。
He would often bet and he would often trick people into giving money to him.
然后他有的时候去赌博，然后设一些计谋去骗人的钱。
But when God touched his heart, he was a changed man.
但是当神摸到他的心之后，他就是完全改变了一个人。
And money, the thing that used to capture his heart, God used for his own good.
这个以前抓住他心的那个钱财，神就把它转变了，却是为着神的好处。
Without going through the whole background, God had called, George into serving orphans.
那我们还可以讲很多的背景，但是后来神就使用这个乔治弟兄，让他来建孤儿院。
And one thing that God impressed upon his heart very, very deeply was that George was to never ask anybody for money.
然后神就在心里面放下一个很深的意念，就是他从来不让他在就不要向任何人去求钱财。
He would never ask anyone to support the opening of an orphanage or saying that there was need for food for the orphanage, never would he ask anybody for financial support.
所以他从来不向任何人去求在钱财上面，甚至在食物上面甚至去捐款，是为着孤儿院的建立或者这些孩子们他们的日常的生活。
But that didn't mean that he wasn't very calculative.
不代表他不再去计算了。
You can see in a lot of his notes, he'd always say, we're missing this amount of money.
然后你甚至在他的笔记里面看到我们现在缺的这个数目是多少，非常清楚的写下。
We need this much for rent and food and support for next month.
在下一个月我需要有这些数目来支持我们的租金呢，还有其他的这些事情。
And he presented it to the Lord in prayer.
然后他就借着祷告到神面前去祈求。
And every single time the Lord would prepare, often at the last minute.
那很多时候神是在最后的时刻为他预备。
And it grew George's faith tremendously.
这些就让这个穆勒的信心极大的增长。
And it led to this one particular situation.
然后就来到这次我们所要大家一起要看的这个情形。
So often during George's prayer, the Lord would again provide right before the need occurred.
经常呢在穆勒弟兄祷告的时候在事情发生之前神已经预备了。
And often, this was regarding food.
这里面就特别提到食物。
He was feeding at that time 300 orphans.
在那个时候他是要来供养300个孤儿。
And one day, actually, that evening, he realized there was no food.And there was no money to buy food for the next morning, not the next month, the next morning.
然后有一天的晚上，穆勒弟兄就意识到他们没有钱，也没有食物，是在第二天早上的时候。
But nonetheless, the next morning, he prayed in faith.
但是不管怎么样，第二天早上他还是在信心里面祷告。
You often spent hours in the morning praying before the Lord.
经常他是在早上花几个小时的时间向神祈求。
And even after his prayer,There was still no food and still no money.
然后这一次当他祷告之后还是没有钱财或者食物。
By the time he finished his prayer,
当他祷告完之后
300 kids were in the kitchen, were in the dining room.
这300个孩子已经坐在用餐的地方了。
And he had them all sit down and set the table.
然后他就让这些孩子们坐在桌子前面。
None of the kids knew there was no food and there was no money.
这些孩子没有一个知道那一天既没有钱也没有食物。
But what they knew is that they were very, very hungry.
他们只知道我饿了。
And as George sat them down, he prayed.
然后当乔治弟兄让他们坐下之后，他就开始祷告。
He didn't pray a very long prayer.
不是一个很长的祷告。
And he just said, "We thank you, Father, for the food that you are about to prepare."
他就说，父啊，感谢你，为我们将要享用的食物，你已经预备了。
George had learned to learn God's ways.
所以，乔治弟兄他已经学习了。主的神的道
He had learned to put it into practice by walking in his truth.
而且他已经在实际里面操练在 这个真理来行。
His heart was focused on the Lord because he feared God's name and not man's name.
所以他的心是单单的在主的里面因为他敬畏的是神的名不是人的名。
And still at that time, he did not ask anyone for money or for bread.
就在那样的情形里面他也没有向任何人去求钱财或者是求食物。
And as he closed in prayer,
当他这个祷告结束了之后
there was a knock on the door.
就有人在门口敲门。
And it was a baker.
就是一个面点师。
And he said, George, at 2 a.m, God woke me up.
他就说乔治啊今天早上2 a.m的时候神把我叫醒了。
And he caused me to bake hundreds of loaves of bread.
然后呢就神让我烤了上百个面包。
I didn't know why, but I knew I had to give it to you.
我不知道为什么但是我只知道这些面包要来送给你。
And George said, thank you.
然后乔治就说谢谢你。
Brought the bread in.
然后就把这些面包带进来。
And after the baker left, there was another knock.
然后当面点师离开之后又有人来敲门。
It was the milkman.
这个时候是送牛奶的人。
And the milkman said, my cart,had broken down right down the street from you.
然后这送牛奶的人就说我送牛奶的这个车就在你街边突然间就有故障了。
If the milk is not drunk immediately, it will spoil by the time I fix my cart and bring it down to the city.
如果我把这个车的故障修好再把这个车那个牛奶送到城里的话这些牛奶都坏掉了。
Will you please take this milk off my hands?
你能不能从我的手里把这些牛奶拿去呢？
The Lord provided in abundance that day.
所以那一天，神丰丰富富的预备了。
As the Lord is faithful to our brother Mueller,
神是这样他是如何的向着穆勒弟兄这样的信实。
He is faithful to us as well.
对我们也是这样的。
Let's have a teachable heart willing to learn His ways.
所以愿意我们带着一个受教的心，愿意来学习他的道。
Let us learn to walk in His truth.
让我们来学习在他的真理里面行。
And to have that united heart that we may fear the name of our Lord.
而且有这样一个专一的心来敬畏他的名。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your provisions.
主啊，感谢你的预备。
We thank you for providing all of our needs.
感谢你为我们已经预备了所有的需要。
But we know that's not what is solely on your heart.
但是我们知道这不是单一的事不是单单只有这件事在你的心上。
You can open up the floodgates of heaven and provide to us abundantly.
因为你可以打开天上的那个窗丰丰富富的祝福我们。
But what you're truly concerned about is our heart.
你真正关心的是我们的心。
Whether we have that heart who is willing to worship you.
我们是否有那一个敬拜的心。
Whether we have that heart that is willing to learn from you.
我们是不是有一个受教的心。
Father, we thank you for your words this morning.
父啊，为着今天的话语感谢你。
Give us faith to live it out for your glory.
给我们一个信心，让我们可以行出来为着你自己的荣耀。
In your most precious name we pray. Amen.
奉你最宝贵的名祷告。Amen. Amen.